The following is a class on initiation given by His Holiness Kratudas Ji Maharaj in Shriya Prabhupada's village, North Carolina.
So this is called varag. This is called murk, or fools and rascals. They don't take shelter of lotus feet of Lord. So the human form of life is a life of responsibility. We have to take our own responsibility first and then others. So Srila Rupa Goswami very nicely explaining in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that yatha kanchana rasyati kansyam vidhanata tatha diksha vidhanena brahmanam jayate nrinam. That in the age of Kali Yuga, all human beings are born as sudra, kalo sudra sambhava. But by taking up this culture, by taking up sanskara, we can make human beings into brahmins, into devotees, by diksha vidhanatha, diksha vidhanena, by initiating, by giving him a process by which he can attain this pure love of Krishna within heart. So this is the goal. People, they get initiated in India and everywhere just merely by kaan phook diya, mantra de diya, diksha ho gayi. So not like that you just put some mantra into ear and diksha is over. Not like that. Diksha vidhanatah. By giving a disciple the goal and the process to attain that goal called sambandha, abhideya and prayojan. The sambandha, jivera swarupa hoy krishnera nitya das. That is a sambandha, that we are spirit soul, not the body, and we are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And we meant to serve Him. This is sambandha. Because I am part and parcel of Him, I must serve Him. This is sambandha. And then abhideya means a process by which he can attain the final, topmost destination, topmost goal of human form of life, which is Krishna prema. So abhideya means you give a process, you initiate somebody into a process, initiation. So the process is bhakti yoga. And out of all bhakti yoga, there are so many different kind of bhakti, nirvana bhakti, and millions of different kind of bhakti. So sakala sadhana srestha navavidha bhakti. Krishna prem, Krishna ditte, dhare mahasakti, tar madhye sarva srestha nama sankirtan, nirapradhe nama laile Pai Premadhan. Premadhan is Purushat. Samanda Abhideya and Prayojan. Prayojan. The Prayojan is Prem, Krishna Prem. Not just Krishna Prem, but when you love Krishna, then automatically Prabhupada says you love His creation. So this is the goal. So Sambandha, today we are giving Sambandha. And then we are also giving Abhideya, the process also. And the goal, the supreme goal, that is Krishna Prem. And to attain this supreme goal, we are initiating process. We are giving a process and we are initiating living entity into this process. That is initiation. Divya Jnanam Tato Dadyat Kuryat Papasya Sansayam Tasmat Dikshayati Sa Prakta Desikai Tattva Kovidai. Those who are very expert in tattva, in philosophy of Krishna consciousness, they have defined initiation as Divya Jnanam Tatu Dadyat. That Divya Jnana, to give, impart the pure jnana about Krishna and living entity and Maya also. Brahma, Jivishwar Maya, that is Divya Jnana. To know these three things spiritually, in a spiritual sense, to know Jiva, Ishwara and Maya. So we are Jiva and Ishwara is Krishna. Ishwara, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Sri Krishna according to Vedic literature, the sadhus and guru. And Maya. Maya means I am not this body. And I think I am the body, that is Maya. Jiv Maya, Gul Maya, Vikshep Atmika Sakti, Vikshep. So to know Maya, to know who am I, and to know who the Supreme Personality of God is. So this knowledge we have to impart unto living entities. And that is Diksha, Divya Jnana. Divya Jnanam. Not just knowledge about so many different departmental knowledge in Vedas. There are so many mundane knowledge and so many other knowledge in scriptures, Vedas. But out of all the knowledge, Divya Jnana, the spiritual knowledge, Divya Jnana, Tato Dadyat, that initiates, gets Divya Jnana, Divya Sambandh, and Divya Abhideya process, and then finally he attains Divya Prema of Krishna. So we must know this today, that what is this initiation? Initiation means to start the process, Abhideya, to attain Prayojan, divine love of Krishna, pure love of Krishna. To attain that, we have to get the process. And process is very simple, chanting the holy name of the Lord. So that's the process for this day and age. There is no other process. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva Nasteva Nasteva, Gati Ramnitha. There is no other gati, there is no other process. 9 times it is stressed in this sloka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted this sloka to Prakasananda Saraswati, stressing the importance of holy name for in this day and age. So the process is chanting. How much we should chant? 24 hours a day. That's what we have to kirtaniya sadhari. We have to chant holy name around the clock. Kirtaniya sadhari. Satatam kirtayantu ma. Satat kirtan, holy name, chanting. But because we are unable to do, it was reduced to half, 12 hours. And then it was reduced to 6 hours, 64 rounds. And then in New York, Srila Prabhupada reduced it to 32 rounds. And then they came up with, Prabhupada, this is impossible. So then Prabhupada, by his causeless mercy, is the Acharya of this day and age, founder Acharya of ISKCON. So he said, okay, 16 and no less. Abhideya. Abhideya is we should begin 16 and then not stop at 16. We should chant as much as possible beyond 16. So this is a process. And then the prayojan is praying. Sri Krishna praying. So very simple. Prabhupada explains this in such a simple way. There cannot be any other simple explanation than what Prabhupada is explaining. He says, we are spirit soul, and we are part of Krishna. This, all these three things are included. Sambandha, Avideya and Prayojan is included in these few sentences. That we are spirit soul, we are not this body, and we are part and parcel of Krishna, and that's why we must serve Krishna. And he gave an example, this hand is part and parcel of this body. So this hand, in order to remain peaceful, blissful, happy, rich, pushed, healthy, then the hand must serve this laddu to this body that he is part of. Then automatically nourishment, peaceful, blissful, healthy, everything will come. Then Prabhupada said, simple thing, that you reawaken your pure love for whom you are serving. That is Abhideya. So, if you serve dog, Prabhupada says, then dog will love you. If you serve God, then God will love you. Simple. So this is Sambandha. Sambandha is, I am spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Abhideya is, you have to serve. And service begins, Sevan Mukhehe Jivavado, begins with mouth and tongue. So the function of mouth and tongue is to vibrate the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is seva, this is serving Lord through your mouth and tongue, because Lord is identical with His holy name. Name and Krishna is no difference, absolute. Same thing. Krishna and name is same thing. So when you serve name, you are serving Krishna. So when you serve Krishna through your mouth and tongue, then natural result, very natural result, is if you serve, then Krishna will love you. And you will love Krishna. And this is the prayojan. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. Simple. Prabhupada is explaining very simple. Really, we have spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and that's why we must serve Krishna. There is no choice left. We must serve Krishna. And when we serve Krishna, then Krishna loves us and we love Krishna. And that is our topmost goal, called Prayojana. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. So the process is given by our Acharya. Sambandha is given by our Acharya. It's not that initiates becomes only Sambandha to only Guru that giving Diksha. It's a whole parampara. Guru means behind him there is a whole parampara. If Guru has no parampara behind him, he is not a Guru. He is cheater. We are initiating into not that I am initiating. We are initiating into sampradaya, into disciplic succession, all the way to Krishna. And also Prabhus means Guru and Guru's God brothers and our God brothers and our God sister. And it's like a whole Krishna's Tvadiya, Krishna's family. Krishna Parivar Kari, Chari and Achar, Prabhupada Parivar. We are getting initiated into Prabhupada Parivar, Krishna Parivar. So this is the initiation. Not just restricting my Guru and me and that's it. It's a whole sampradaya behind it. Not just one branch is gone. Whole sampradaya. Sampradaya vihina mantraye nispalamata. Without initiation into whole sampradaya, mantra becomes useless. So we are getting initiated into sampradaya, into disciplic succession. And the potency is coming from Krishna through disciplic succession, through our Guru. That is how the potency, the sakti and all bhakti, everything comes from there. So this is initiation. Initiation means we are beginning, we are starting process, sambandha abhideya. And what is that ultimate thing we are trying to acquire here, attain here? Krishna prema, which is abhideya. So we should not forget, of course, holy name is not dependent on anything. Holy name is Krishna. Krishna is not dependent on anything. Holy name is nirpeksha. Holy name does not need initiation. Holy name does not need anything. Holy name in itself is independent. Holy name is Krishna. Nirpeksha. It's not dependent on anything. Diksha or other processes like that. But still, in order to engage ourselves in serving Krishna, worshipping Krishna, you cannot worship Krishna. Krishna is condemning. Unless one is initiated, one cannot worship Krishna. Krishna does not accept anybody unless he is coming through his devotees, through the name bhakta jana partha, name cha e bhakta, mad bhakta nam cha e bhakta, te me bhakta tamo mata. So Krishna accepts devotees through his devotees. This is his vatsalyata for his devotees. This is how he works. He does not accept anything directly. He accepts through devotees, especially through your Guru. So this is how Krishna works. Holy name, I said, is not dependent on anything. And it is nirapeksha, but still there are some rules, and rules are 10 offenses against holy name, and we must try to avoid these 10 offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success and goal of life, which is Krishna prema. So in order to quickly achieve, the holy name itself is independent, doesn't depend on anything. But in order to quickly achieve the desired success, which is Krishna prema, we must try to avoid nirapeksha. We must try to avoid 10 offenses. Nirapradhe naam laile paaye prema dhan. If you want to attain Krishna prema, then we must avoid 10 offenses. We must try to. And first and foremost offense, which is very, very important, and most likely most of the devotees who fall down, they fall down due to this first offense. They fall down from devotion and association of devotees due to this first offense. And that is to blaspheme or to criticize devotee. Sadhu nindana, ninda. First offense is to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who has given up their life for propagating holy name. Why it is offense? Because the devotee is dedicating his life for propagating, preaching holy name. And that's why devotees are very, very dear to holy name, naturally. And if we offend such a devotee who is engaged in propagating, preaching holy name, then holy name naturally will take offense. Just like a mother and a child, if you offend little offense to the child, mother will take big offense. Why? Because mother is loving child. Mother is intensely loving child. So same thing, holy name is loving devotee intensely, mother and child. So when you offend a devotee, you are finished from spiritual life. You can chant as much as you like, but because you have offended devotee, even a third class or first class, whatever class devotee may be, samoham sarva bhuteshu, holy name loves all his devotees, whether pure or neophyte. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Second offense is to consider the names of demigods, the names of Lord Vishnu, Krishna and demigods to be equal to or independent of the holy name of the Lord. So demigods, they are the devotees of Lord, holy name. So when you make a khichdi out of everything, that everybody is God. Demigods are also God. Krishna is also God. Krishna is one of them. So holy name does not, holy name's position, topmost, superior position. Holy name is Krishna. Like I said, holy name, if Krishna can lift up Sudarshan disc and execute, same thing, holy name can also lift up the Govardhan hill and chakra. No difference, absolute. Supreme Personality of God, when you equate Him to all other demigods who are devotees, the demigods themselves doesn't like this, because they are devotees of Lord. And you just say, demigod, you are the devata, you are same as Param Devata, Krishna. Then the demigods doesn't like it. Big offense to demigods as well as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Third offense is to disobey the order of spiritual master, or to consider him as an ordinary man. So in order to advance in spiritual life, we should accept the absolute authority of our spiritual master. Why? Because spiritual master is our best well-wisher. Nobody can be well-wisher equal to our spiritual master. He sees every moment of our well-being. This is like mother and father. They are our well-wisher. And we try to disobey. And with that we wind up in a mess. Same thing here. Spiritual master, guru, is our best well-wisher. Of course, guru should be nirpeksha. He should not be expecting anything. He should be devotee of Lord in purest sense. He is calm. The spiritual master is checked every minute. There is a check and balance. So we can be sure of that such a person will not cheat me. We have to accept the words and not disobey the spiritual master's instruction in order to quickly achieve desired success and goal of life. And to consider him ordinary man, he is not ordinary man for us. Krishna says in Bhagavatam to Uddhavji, he says, Acharya mam vijnaniyam nav manyet karhachit namartya buddhi asuye sarvadeva mayo guru. Acharya mam vijnaniyam nav manyet karhachit. Acharya is my very self. I am an Acharya. Guru, there is no difference between both. Nav manyet karhachit. Namartya buddhi, don't consider him that he is going to die or he is ordinary man or he is Martya Buddhi. Not take him as ordinary man. Namartya Buddhi, Asuyat. We should not become envious of our Guru. Asuyat. Sarvadeva Maya Guru. And he is the sum total of all the demigods. That is Guru. So Guru is our best well-wisher. And that's why we should be rest assured. Whatever he is saying to me is absolutely beneficial for me. And we should follow that instruction very strictly. Not only that, but Guru, because he is in parampara, is very, very dear to Krishna. He is most dear to Krishna. He is Krishna's representative. And if you offend Guru, then Krishna will take that offense seriously, very seriously. And that means you are finished from the spiritual life. If you disobey or consider spiritual master as an ordinary human being, our spiritual life is finished. Why? Because Krishna loves his representative. Why he loves his representative? Because Guru serves Krishna around the clock. He has no other business than serving Krishna. So that's why there is tie between Krishna and Guru. And that's why if you offend Guru or disobey his instruction, then our spiritual life is finished. It is called spiritual suicide. It is called spiritual suicide. So you have to be very, very careful. Blasphemy Vedic literature, literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Why? Because these scriptures are very dear to Krishna. I mean holy name. These scriptures are propagating the intimate glories of the holy name. Scriptures means preaching about pure holy name. And that's why scriptures are very dear to holy name. And when you offend scripture, then holy name will take that offense. The scriptures are glorifying the holy name. In beginning, middle and end, holy name is glorified in the scriptures. That's why we should be very careful to consider the chanting of holy name to be imagination, to be imagined. So many things. So this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is also imagination, so that I can be busy, my mind can be busy, my finger can be busy. So somebody made up imaginary. It's not imaginary. Holy name is truth. Seeks to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. Just to interpretation. So many meanings of the holy name. So interpretation, holy name. Only meaning of holy name, Hare Krishna Mantra, means Hare means Radharani, Mother Hara, and Sambodhan, addressing Hare, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, all attractive. And Rama, whoever enjoys and makes his subject enjoy, that is Rama, Krishna. So there should not be another interpretation than this, that my dear Radharani, please engage me in Krishna's transcendental, loving, devotional service. So this is the meaning of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And to give some other interpretation, that is the offense to the holy name. Seven, to commit sinful activity on the strength of chanting the holy name. By chanting one holy name, you can get rid of all the sins that you may have committed in unlimited lives. Just by chanting one holy name, you can get rid of all sinful activity. So just let me do this sinful activity and then I'll chant the holy name and I'll be relieved from sinful reaction. So this is our offense to the holy name. One should not commit sinful activity on the strength of chanting the holy name. To consider chanting of the holy name is one of the auspicious ritualistic ceremony that is offered in a Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. So chanting of the holy name is not Karma Kanda, that if I chant, then I'll get this material benefit. I'll get to go heavenly planets. So this is condemned. This is not ritualistic ceremony. The only purpose of chanting holy name of the Lord is to reawaken our pure love for Krishna. And that's the supreme goal, topmost goal of our life. So, ninth offense is to instruct the intimate glories of the holy name to the faithless person. So when somebody is not ready to hear, then we should not instruct him the intimate glories of the holy name. But rather, we can chant ourselves to him, or we can offer him prasad, or we can be still his best well-wisher by not instructing intimate glories. But we can chant, we can make him hear. If we can chant, we can make him chant. Instructing intimate glories is different than making him chant or making him hear. It is different. We can always make him hear or make him chant, or we can make him have prasad. Faithless person. 10, to not have complete faith in the matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord, and to maintain material attachment even after hearing so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting the holy name of the Lord. Those devotees of the Lord who claims to be Vaishnava must guard against these 10 offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success and goal of life, which is Krishna praying. So, maintain material attachment. We should get attached to Krishna and his devotees and anything connected with Krishna. We should get attached to those things. And we should leave attachment to the mundane material world. So it is like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, it is like not removing anchor from the soul and rowing the boat. If you don't remove that anchor, then even if you row the boat will be right there. So we have to remove that anchor. That anchor means material attachment. So we have to get rid of this material attachment and spiritualize everything. We can spiritualize everything that is material. House we can spiritualize, heart we can spiritualize, body we can spiritualize, relation we can spiritualize, money we can spiritualize. Everything we can spiritualize. Why? Because everything belongs to Krishna. Isavasyanidam sarvam. Everything has connection to Krishna. All we have to do is, we have to revive that connection. We have to see that connection of everything to Krishna. Then there is no material attachment. If we can spiritualize. So this is in order to quickly achieve the desired sex, desired goal in life, which is Krishna prema. We have to avoid these 10 offenses. It's very important. These 10 offenses, Lord Chaitanya says, that it is like a weeds which are growing around Bhakti Lata, which goes all the way to Goloka Vrindavan and bears the fruit of love of Krishna. So those fruits won't be there if you choke the root of this Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotion. If you choke the root by weeds, 10 offenses, and the subtle offenses are also there. The subtle weeds, Lord Chaitanya says, is adoration, distinction, and honor. They are the subtle weeds, very, very subtle and important weeds we must uproot. So these are the offenses against holy name. So, to conclude lecture, the initiation means we are giving sambandha, Krishna sambandha, and then we are giving process, chanting of the holy name, 16 rounds, and by that process to attain the topmost goal, which is Krishna prema. So we have to reawaken our pure love for Krishna in our heart. So we are giving process. This is what initiation means. In order to quickly achieve the desired success, we have to withdraw from material world and we have to connect